This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Show this Capricorn Drive on a Mondays. What are Mondays for? Well, we dedicate this portion of the show to hashtag youth making progressive move. We're going to be checking in with our next level pioneer for today.
It's proudly brought to you by Vodacom Next Level and Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
And our next level pioneer for today is celebrating and representing their heritage through literature. Five young, talented Tsonga youth came together to create a book that celebrates their heritage and who they are. And we're going to be joined by two of them. It's Nzalama Makubele and Tsako Manganyi to unpack a little bit of this with us. And right here in studio, we do have Nzalama. Hi, Nzalama.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. And also joining us on the line right now is Ntsako Manganyi, and it's not Clifford, our very own. Ntsako, welcome to Capricorn Drive.
Hello.
How are you doing, Ntsako?
I'm good, and you?
All right, we are perfect. Thank you so much for joining us.
So I'm going to start with you, Ntsako. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, your family background, and also the kind of school that you went to?
Okay. Ntsako is a teenager from Bokota village outside Elim. I'm doing a final year at UNISA in a course of Bachelor of Education in Senior Phase. PT, when it comes to parent, I'm an orphan. That's who I am.
That's who you are, brother. Sweet and short. All right. And then, Nzalama, tell us a little bit about yourself. Brief history. How old are you? Where are you from? What is it like at home? Yeah.
My name is Maungu Nzalama or Makubele. I'm a 15-year-old girl, and I'm coming from a village called Magangeni under the family of the Mahungus. I attend school at Lemana High doing grade 10. And I'm the firstborn of Patience Maungu and Michael Makubele. And about my likes, I like trying new things, and I like...
What else do you like?
I like creating new things, trying new things.
Mm. Yeah. You like experimenting, Jay. You like being creative.
Yeah.
That is good. All right. So we have an interesting story to share with the both of you, because the reason you are here is because you guys are changing the spectrum of how people consume literature. Okay. So every book that is out, well, not every, but every popular book that is out right now, it's in English.
Mm.
Okay. I'm currently reading one.
And in English.
It's not in Sepedi, trust me, right? But both of you, Nzalama and Ntsako, are authors of a book, right? Maybe you can give us a brief synopsis. Let's start with Ntsako. Ne? Ntsako, tell us about the book a little bit.
Oh, okay. The book is called Mbuti Amabenze. It's a proverb in English. So the book was released this year in March, and then it's a collection of poems where we are five. Myself, Ntsako Manganyi, Nzalama Maungu, Nzalama Makubele, Mfanelo Ngobeni, and Engetelo Chabalala. It's a collection of poems.
Wow, okay.
And do you mind just sharing with us what exactly inspired you guys to come together to create or write a book that really just has poems in your mother language?
Oh, okay. As for myself, I'm the co-owner of the book. I was inspired by different authors to write a book. And then when I wanted to write a book at the first time, I was told that the book should not, like a poetry book, should not be written by one person. And that's why I decided to gather those other ones and then write a book.
All right. And then for you, Nzalama, maybe I should ask you this, right? How did each member contribute to the book?
Okay, as for the four of us, except the co-owner, we were still young.
Mm.
And we wanted to write a book, but not having much information and knowledge.
Mm.
So we decided to gather together and share a little bit about the poems thing. So I once met a guy called Kabelo Makubele. He's the one who gave me connection with Ntsako Mangani.
Okay. All right. All right. Very easy. Yeah. You see, you need to collaborate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Working with people actually gets the work done a lot quicker. And that is why we are celebrating you today. So we're going to be going for a quick break. We're going to continue our conversation. We are joined by young and talented Tsonga youth who came together to create a book that celebrates their heritage and who they are. So we are joined by the Next Level Pioneer Ndalama Makubele and Ntsako Mangani, who's also joining us telephonically to unpack this on this Capricorn FM and Popo's Heart and Frequency. 22 minutes after 4, our Next Level Pioneer today for Monday Motivation, our young talented Tsonga youth that came together to create a book that celebrates their heritage and who they are, of course. So joining us for the Next Level Pioneer is Ndalama Makubele and Ntsako Mangani to unpack more of this amazing book that they've put together with the aid of three other writers, you know, each contributing a number of poems in that particular book.
And I want to talk to you, Ndalama, right? You said that you are 15, meaning that you are the youngest in the group, right? When did you learn that you love to write and you could write great and beautiful poems that could eventually get published?
Well, while I was 12 years old, I used to write poems and show my mom. Then my mom didn't have much experience about the poems thing. So I got an information and connection to Mwajika the poet. So I used to show her my poems, then she recommended them.
Mm. And is that how you met up with Ntsako?
Yes.
Mm. And Ntsako, to you, over to you right now. I want to find out from you, when did you realize that you loved writing, but more than anything, writing in your mother language? And I know this is also just a random question, but you told us that you're studying education. Do you intend on teaching in your mother language, or you intend on venturing into other things?
Oh, okay. I started writing in 2015. By that time, I was in grade 10, yes, I think. That's where I have developed the love of writing, because there was this other book we used to read at school. So I became in love with it. So then I learned a lot from it. Then I decided to write my own books. And that's when I started to write. I'm doing education, where I started my practicals in 2021, until now. I can say I'm a student teacher because, I go to school full time. Yes, I teach Tsonga. That's where I got the power to write, my books in Tsonga.
Right.
Because I teach it full time, I love Tsonga, and then I want to push it further. Because today, people are not concentrating on their mother's language, so I want to push it.
Yeah. All right, now Ndalama, as working with a group, what did you enjoy the most when you were creating, especially when you were writing your poems? What did you enjoy the most?
Well, ndiranza kuva ndzi kuma I ndiranza kuva ndzi tinyungubyisa hi ririmi ra manana na kuva ndzi tshama na vana lavantshwa hi vulavula hi ririmi ra manana hi bombisa hi rona and
everything else, I'm pretty sure, was also fun.
Yeah.
I can imagine. I can imagine. All right. And then Ntsako, because I think when you were practically active in the project from the beginning, and you're working with a large team. What would you say was challenging about putting together the book while working with other people?
Honestly, everything was so challenging. Because publishing a book is a very, very big thing. Financially, you have to have that big information. You have to be connected. So we really worked a very, very difficult road, because we had to contribute money. We had to contribute money. The money was big. from the publisher. So it was very, very difficult for us, but we have managed to make everything work. So yeah, financially we struggled a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine. That is always a primary challenge.
Well, yeah, on our own. We are on our own.
Yeah. It's always a primary challenge for most projects when they start off, you know, lack of resources and money. So we understand that very well. So we're going to be taking another quick break and we're going to continue our conversation with Ntsako Manganyi and Nzala Mamakubele here for our hashtag Next Level Pioneers who are joining us in the studio. Very, very beautiful story here. We still haven't mentioned the name of the book, have we?
Yeah, no, we haven't. So, we're going to get into
that. When we come back, we'll find out what is the name of the book and if you're interested in getting it yourself, where you can find it.
You see, when we talk about the youth, we talk about Mzansi's Next Level. Us, we are Bona Tina. Yeah. We create a career from a ring light, a cell phone, and a good connection. We are the Next Level. Bona, the advocates of Umsweko, the professors of side hustle, to Mzansi's Next Level. We got your back with top level bundles, top level skills and development courses, and next level rewards. Yeah. So join Mzansi's Next Level on the My Vodacom app or dial *135#. Further together, Vodacom.
We're going to be continuing our conversation for our Next Level pioneers who join us in the studio. It is Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, Capricorn Drive, Dinkomo and Ndibo Makwanya. Well, we continue our conversation for today's Monday Motivation.
This Monday Motivation on the Capricorn Drive is proudly brought to you by Vodacom Next Level and Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
So our Next Level pioneer today, five young, talented Tsonga youths rather, that collaborated, came together to create a book that celebrates their heritage and who they are. We are joined in the studio by Next Level pioneer, Nzala Mamakubele, who's here. Very, very brave, I have to say. Extremely brave. And of course, also a contributor to the book, who goes by the name of Ntsako Manganyi, and is also a co-author. No, yeah, it's us. It's us, Ntsako. Yes, it's us, my brother. It's us. All right. So I think, then Ntsako, we will direct this question to you there. Okay.
Okay.
What's the best piece of advice that you've ever gotten when you were writing the book?
I was told not to give up.
Yeah.
I should not give up. I should always write when I get a chance.
All right.
Yes, because sometimes in writing, you feel like giving up, but you should not give up. Because here in Limpopo, opportunities are less, very less.
That is
so
true.
So sometimes, you just let it go.
Yeah, no, that is true.
Yes, you should not give up. Your time will come.
100%.
And Zalama, I want to find it from you now, right? Do you ever aspire to write your own book? I mean, right now you worked with a group of other young, talented people like yourself. But do you ever see yourself as Zalama, the author? Just your name there alone, your own body of work?
Yes.
Okay. Anything you're working on?
Short. Yes, you want to find yourself there, right?
Have you already started maybe working on something for the future?
Yeah. I've been starting to draft my own novel.
What's the novel about?
Yeah, give us an exclusive there.
Well, the novel is all about a young girl who started writing poems at an early age, but didn't have much experience about writing it. Well, at the other side, from her family, she was coming from a poor family. Yeah, so she didn't have much resources to create new things.
Yeah. Nzalama, you're writing about yourself, ne?
It sounds like it. A young girl writing poems at a young age, not many resources.
All right. Okay. Also, this question goes out to the both of you, but I think maybe Ntsako should attend this one. You know, we've been promising to say we will share what the name of the book is. Ntsako Manganyi, can you tell us what the name of the book is?
Oh, okay. This book was titled Mbuti Amavenze. It's a Tsonga idiom in full saying Mbuti Amavenze I shake you. You look for utata. In English saying don't love a toothless goat because tomorrow you will be fed by it.
Yes.
Yeah, when it dies, they're going to cook that meat for you. And then yesterday you have laughed at it. So please don't ever laugh at it. I can explain it in this way. Don't ever laugh someone in their current situation, because tomorrow you can ask help from them.
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
Yes.
Nzalama, do you have the book here with you? You don't have the book here with you. Nzago, do you have a copy there with yourself, brother?
Yes, I have it.
Okay. You know, quickly, if time will allow us, just pick your favorite poem, a very short poem from the book. Maybe it's something that you penned, something that you wrote, and just share it with us.
Oh, okay. Let me check a second.
Okay, not a problem. You let us know when you're ready, ne?
Okay.
Nzalama, maybe do you also know a poem from the top of your head that you can maybe share with us? One that you wrote.
Yes.
From the top of your head. All right, let's go.
Matisha mina panza. Yo, mino, matisha mina panza. Titsaka misa ishilawu shamina emisoti. Bzetelo bjamina bzatsaka mabusiko jingwana ni jingwana. Manana ukuni kutanzi funa ke. Yo, mino. Tilore faile misaba. Shana imani anganzi funaga ke. Bangana laba abamba banzi kunga kuhamba anzi famba busiku. Namuntlha banzi jikerile. Banzi sukuta kunene za huku. Tilore faile misaba.
Yes, girl.
Okay, girl.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. Short and passionate. Thank you so much.
So passionate, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Nzago, I think you can chill then, brother.
Yes, I'm ready. Okay, let me read it.
Okay.
Titled Dondo, meaning education.
All right.
Kasi Dondo ipfuna yini. Hi nkoka wa Dondo. Ndzi kombela loyi a dyaka hi Dondo. Loyi Dondo yi n'wi lweleke evuton'wini. Loyi a tibaka xifuva hi dyondzo. Ndzi hlotile dyondzo malembe ya 15, kambe a ndzi tirhela mbongolo yo fa. A ndzi wa ndzi pfuka leswaku dyondzo yi ta ni dzudza vusiwana, kambe a ndzi n'watseka mina n'wana sirha. Dyambu ni n'weti a swi cincana hi vutshamo, kambe mina a ndzi lo nhwi ndzi ri karhi ndzi ngenghenisana ni buku, kambe nyuku wa ndzana wu helela evuyeni. Eka ntanga 10 ndzi humile hi swinyeletana, kambe nyeleti yo ndzi voningela dyondzo do. Xikwelekwele xa mahlwehlwe xikundzi mbo. Macheleni na wona ya ndzi hlamba tintiwu. Ya ndzi tsutsuma onge ndzo ni wa xintlengwana. Tindleve ti hundza nhloko onge ndzo va mpfundla. Xana ndzi ta helela kwihi? Xana ndzi to hlupheka ndzi dyondzile ke? N'wina swikhumukani mi tixihlile kwihi? Dyondzo ya hina swisiwana yi mbombomela endzopeni. Yi hani xihuri lexi hundzeke tanihi nghala ya xisati loko xi vambalani xibuba. Hi pfuneni n'wina vamankumi, dyondzo na hina yi hi tirhela evuton'wini.
Nice, brother. All right, beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Now, I think because time is no longer on our side, we need to ask, where can one find the book right now? Maybe let's ask Nzalama, do you know? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, where can one find the book?
You can contact me on the number of 072-550-1225. Or you can text me on Facebook. It's Shalati N. Makubele.
Okay. And Nzako, any other alternative ways?
Oh, okay. I have no one book. Then I have released, there were three. Okay. When they were released, Mbuti Amavende, Miss Sophia Queen Elizabeth, and Rengu. Those other two are novels.
Okay, but this particular book that the particular book that we're talking about right now, where can one get it?
Okay, they can contact me on 076-729-0465. 076-729-0465 for call and WhatsApp. They can also text me on Facebook. Reynoshid Malangavi. Reynoshid Malangavi.
Alrighty. Yeah, that is the time that we have for our chat today. Thank you so much to the both of you for giving us your time. We really do appreciate you. Nzako, thank you so much for also lending out a helping hand to the young poets around you who wanted a platform. Keep it going, my brother. We're looking forward to more of your work in the future. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Tada. And then to you, Nzalama, 15-year-old, right? Look, you have a bright future ahead of you. You got to probably be one of the best writers we will ever come across, one of the best poets, okay? By the time you turn my age, I'm telling
she'll
you.
She'll be far gone,
yes,
hey?
Right? So don't stop, ne? Keep writing. Whenever you feel inspired, even when you don't feel inspired, now, when things are bad or when things are good, keep on taking that pen. Nowadays, maybe you don't write on the pen, you got a pen, like a phone, but however you write, now, keep on writing, okay? Now, don't stop, right?
Thank you.
I promise you, in the future, you'll see how this will benefit you. You're very young, you're very bright, and we can see a bright future for you. So thank you for coming, now.
Definitely. Yeah.
Maybe give a word of advice to the young people out there.
To the young ones, no matter how bad the situation may be, or you may be put under pressure, don't let those words to get onto your head. Always focus on yourself. Keep on dreaming and focus your dream. You have got dreams to chase. Set up your goals and look forward it.
Alright, thank you so much, Nzalama, for coming through. So that was our Next Level pioneers who were joining us today, Nzalama Makubela and Nsako Manganyi, young people who came together to share their love of their language, their heritage, and who they are. So this month of June, we are unlocking and recognizing youth making progressive moves on Monday Motivation. Now, looking to getting their work out there and enhancing their full potential. By the way, all of this is brought to you by Vodacom Next Level. The future is exciting.
That Monday Motivation was proudly brought to you by Vodacom Next Level and Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
You see, when we talk about the youth, we talk about Mzansi's next level. Us, uyabona thina. Yeah. We create a career from a ring light, a cell phone, and a good connection. We are the next level. Bona, the advocates of Umsweko, the professors of side hustle, to Mzansi's next level. We got your back with top level bundles, top level skills and development courses, and next level rewards. Yeah. So join Mzansi's next level on the My Vodacom app or dial *135#. Further together, Vodacom.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.